Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And Teresa, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
Well, my pleasure, Dawn and Brent, and I hope Mickey's there. Pleasure to talk with you guys.
Oh, I'm here, T.
He's here rooting on the Chicago Cubs just for you.
They need it because it's now down to a one-game lead.
It is.
I'm worried. I'm very worried.
Keep worrying, says this Cardinals fan.
Welcome to the show, Teresa. Yes, smack talk immediately.
Teresa, I wanted to get your perspective. Vanderbilt Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics David Williams stepping down from those leadership positions. Did you see this coming?
Well, the gentleman turned 70 in January. Let's face it, when he would leave and step down from this job has kind of been speculated for at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, after he hired Bryce Drew and Stephanie White to take over basketball, you know, I think that was, it's like, okay, when is this going to come? So wasn't a huge surprise when I found out about this, but, you know, it's going to be very interesting. As they were pointing out, Nicholas Zeppos, the chancellor, and Derek Mason today, he has some big shoes to fill because, guys, I've been covering Vanderbilt since 1992. And, you know, this is a program where trying to have a winning season in football was seen as almost impossible. I covered 25, I helped cover the end of 25 years with no winning season, a bowl streak and everything that ended in 2008. It didn't seem like that kind of success could be had. They managed it under David Williams.
Teresa Walker with us from the Associated Press.
One of the things that stuck out to me, a statement, was he said Vanderbilt is operating with a $16 million athletic budget surplus right now.
Yes, that is a number that jumped out at me as well.
Let me throw this out there on the way out.
That's real spending money. So at a certain point, you would think that they're going to have to use that for stadium improvements. And trust me, when I talked to Chancellor Zeppos, and I included that at the bottom of my story, is there are going to be improvements at this stadium for football. Now, what those are, I mean, that's the $100 million question or a $64 million question, you know, and that's something that looks like they're going to be waiting until this new AD gets hired and on board before they address that. But it's going to be part of the conversation for sure. And as he said, they're going to do it the Vanderbilt way.
Are they, Zeppos, Adam Sparks, you know, there was the, I guess he and Joe Rexroad or one of the two had asked Zeppos for a comment. I think he had given them anchor down as a comment.
Sparks. Yeah.
Was Nick Zeppos more forthcoming with something other than the statement we've seen with Vandy that just says at some point in the future we will contemplate improvements on, you know, various athletic facilities?
Yes. And he said that it's he's got thoughts. He expects this new AD, he or she, to have some thoughts. Let's face it, guys. It has to be dealt with in some fashion, you know, to have some sort of creature comforts over there. You know, walking down through the stadium steps, you know, there's some, you know, it's not the most posh. I've been to Wake Forest, and what they did at that facility with the chair backs, and, I mean, that's a nice venue to go to. And, you know, I've talked to people. My husband would love to go to games at Vanderbilt. He's just, it's not a comfortable place to go. So he, you know, when push comes to shove, he decides to stay home. And you wonder how many more fans are Vanderbilt missing out on by not doing some improvements. So now timeline, you know, all I got, Mickey, was they're going to do it the Vanderbilt way. And as we here in Nashville know, let's stay tuned because that could be 5 years from now. It could be, you know, they could, I'm expecting something. Don't know what it was. The last improvement, the berm, the video board, and one end zone.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about timeline. What is the timeline when it comes to hiring a new athletic director, and what will their focus be on what they need and what they want out of the new athletic director?
Well, Zeppos, when I asked him that, he reminded me that he helped chair the SEC committee that went out to find Mike Sly's replacement in Greg Sankey. So, you know, he hasn't hired an AD before. This is going to be his first time doing that. Now, timeline, not as fast as a coaching search, so ideal probably not within the next month. David Williams is going to be on through, you know, he's willing to stick around through next June, but then the trip that he postponed, a two-month thing with his wife, that's coming up next summer. So they, you know, that's the end point, so to speak. So that is a very not general timeline, but in this period. So David Williams said today when he talked with us after Derek Mason's football news conference that, yes, they should look at people internally. I've already had people mention Candace Story Lee, who played basketball at Vanderbilt, might be a great internal candidate. She would certainly follow in his footsteps as an African-American and, you know, then a woman AD. And, you know, we speak of women ADs. Carla Williams, who used to work at Vanderbilt, she's the AD at Virginia. They're bringing their football game to Vanderbilt Stadium on Saturday. So it's going to be very interesting. The one thing Nicholas Zeppos said, this is an attractive job. It's SEC. It's Vanderbilt. It's private university. And David Williams said, you've got to recognize how Vanderbilt's going to do things, focusing on the student athlete first. This is a unique job. It's going to be very interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, I mean, speak to that. I mean, you've covered a lot of schools, a lot of teams, a lot of professional sports franchises. In terms of athletic departments and working with the academic side of things, how different is Vanderbilt?
Very. You know, under David Williams, they've pushed to make sure that athletes can go on trips abroad to do studies. You know, if you follow any of the athletes from Vanderbilt, we've seen football players go, you know, overseas, you know, and that's kind of a thing that just, you know, if you're an SEC athlete, devoting time in your off season to go study somewhere else in another country, just not really done. And it's not just for football program. It all sorts of athletes at Vanderbilt have been able to take advantage of this. And, you know, and as David Williams pointed out, there's a lot of those former athletes who are working in administration over at Vanderbilt as we speak. But, you know, Memphis, they struggled. You know, they had R.C. Buford and, you know, and when you get the wrong AD, those people can make the wrong decisions. Memphis is paying for the, you know, the decision to hire Josh Pastner at Ben's Basketball, then Tubby Smith, and then they finally, you know, the current AD, he got Penny Hardaway in there. They're having to dig out of a mess. And here at Vanderbilt, David Williams, so far James Franklin, Derek Mason, the hires that he's had seem like everything across the board is good. But you bring in somebody who's going to push to get more money for football, that's going to be something that they have to decide what they want. You know, I've seen some tweets. I think Travis Tamey noted that, you know, do you bring somebody in like a James Franklin who fights to get money for the program? Well, let's stay tuned because, again, Vanderbilt will be Vanderbilt.
Teresa Walker with the Associated Press, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter.
Teresa, Derek Mason had his weekly press avail and was asked about a variety of topics. One of them was, he was asked about David Williams. He was also asked, what should the next AD understand about Vandy? He said, this is the SEC. That's gotten a little bit of a reaction, as you can imagine.
Yeah, was that a message?
I think so, because St. Don and Mickey, you know, when Gordon Gee dissolved the athletic department into the Department of the Division of Student Life or Affairs in 2003, all the talk then was, oh my God, it's going to be intramural sports over there. They're not competing in the SEC. What have we seen since then? You can quibble about women's bowling, but they've won two national titles there. And let's face it, national championship in baseball, the longest current SEC streak of NCAA tournament bursts, Vanderbilt baseball, five bowl games. You know, this is a program that, you know, you can count the winning seasons on one hand over, you know, a quarter century and three bowl games. Now they've got five on top of that. They finished a couple seasons under James Franklin, 9-4 in the top 25 of the Associated Press at the end of the season. So, you know, going from, oh my God, they're getting rid of athletics to showing that they can compete, they're just going to do it their way. And I think, you know, that's the thing. Find your niche as the only private university in the SEC, smallest football stadium, Memorial Gym, the oldest barn in the SEC, but do it their way. And I think that's the message. Find a way to compete doing it that way.
Good stuff, Teresa. Appreciate it. At Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There's Teresa. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Because Teresa gets to ask the first question of Mike Vrabel in every news conference.
I know that's
he funny. Opens up the news. He walks up. Okay, Teresa.
How did that happen?
I want to say maybe she just asked the first question maybe two or three times off the bat. So he was just like, okay, first question always goes to Teresa. I think. Now, she'll tweet at me if I'm wrong about that. But
that's funny.
Shad on Twitter said, I hear John Curry is available.
Oh, Lord.
Available. See, and it's funny because Teresa's covered that program, like she said, since 1992. She knows the ins and outs and everything about that. There's a handful of journalists like her have just been in this city, and they've been out there time and time again. Can you do business as usual, though? That, you know, she said, you know, they said they're going to do it their way. They're going to do it their way. They're going to do it the Vanderbilt way. And she's telling us what people on the very inside, what Zeppo, she's saying to you public and all of us, this is what they're telling me. Is that the best model, though, anymore? Do you have to change your ways? Don't you? Don't
evolve
you have to change your ways?
Yeah. Isn't that what we always say? Evolve or die. Yeah.
I mean,
it's going to be interesting. Mickey, I want to hear maybe on the other side, for those, maybe if you're new to the show, Mickey has a background in athletics administration at Arkansas State and has been kind of on the inside of stuff like this and searches and all that. I want to hear what you, if you're a candidate, not that you are because we're not losing you, but if you're a candidate, I want to hear what you want to know from Vanderbilt before you consider taking that job.
That sounds good.